Firstly, I would like to thank Pastor Say and your lovely wife for supporting us and financially giving us was so blessing. And I want to thank you to the church for your prayers. God really did something awesome in the midst of us. It was really painful. 2020 was, it was, I call it the dark hours. As it have really hit the nation, the whole province, all network, both spiritual children and my biological children and my family and their families. It was something that we treasure, we love, we honor. He's our hero in the spirit, in everything. He's our father, he's our mentor. God has taken away in 14 July around 8 o'clock in the night. Early morning at 4 o'clock in the morning. As Papa Shay said, we were thinking he would go and come back, so we didn't pray. We were just worshiping the Lord and lifting his name up. And he came back on the Tuesday night, Monday night. And I was happy that, you know, they were going to take all the drips off and everything. But Tuesday morning, he left me. It was really devastated for all of us. I thought, that's it. You know, everything is going to stop. But God's mind is so powerful. His ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. And when he starts something, he knows the end to the beginning. And when he knows your life, he knows the best of everything. So we brought him to the house. Everybody were mourning and crying. But in the midst of that, something in my spirit rose to question God, what is happening, what is going on. And Papa Jonathan David from Malaysia, my spiritual father, called me and said, what is happening right now on the ground? And I said, Papa, we brought him and we've been praying from 6 o'clock till 3 o'clock in the morning. And the way we pray is like, devil, you better get clear now. We bulldoze everything, even the spirit of that, we push it off. But you know, when he made up his mind, you cannot bring him back. So Papa Jonathan said, I'll go and see what's upstairs. So I waited. He went, he came back, and he said to me, Papa Jonathan said to me, he's on the table with the Lord, and he told the Lord that he will not come back because he knows that his sons are capable of taking the work and the legacy to next level. So that has really bring life into our spirit when we had the news of what God has spoken to Papa Jonathan David, and that rekindled our fire. But even though there was still pain in our hearts, the memory of him, the words that he spoke, the promises that he made were not fulfilled. And that was the heartbreaking for all of us. But I just thank God that in all, God is number one in everything. So the first 2022 was a really hard time. There were a lot of shaking in the midst of us. Where Papa Jonathan David went in November 19, 2019, the first word he opened up was in Luke, where he said that everything shall be shaken. And it will be shaken from the foundations, from the heavens and on the earth. Which little we know, I was thinking about the political domain, that the political domain was going to be shaken, or the economic domain was going to be shaken. I was looking outside, but I never knew that it was going to be within the house. So that was the last conference we had. That was the last moment we had with Papa Jonathan when he prophesied over our lives. That like Samuel, you will die, and many will come to the Lord. Now we understand that when he said everything shall be shaken, we see that it was Baba, that my husband, Pastor Sacklin Tamanabai, we call him Baba. So it was Baba that went, the God took him, that was our shaking moment. Shaking began, our hearts were in pain. It was like a dark cloud that came upon us. They were shaking, some left the house, and then the half of them left, thinking the boat's gonna sink, he's gone. They spoke against me through my weaknesses, you know. And the people that we ushered for 20 years, the oldest all left us. And this time was only new generation. That was the third generation stood with me. And that's like my daughter Hadasha and his husband Dylan, if you know him. And they were with me. We stood thick and thin. And the house is just full of only young people this time. God have bring lots and lot of young people. And I thank God. And in that moment of time when the darkness was in my heart, I thank God for Papa Say and Mommy Mopi. They sent in time, for the devotion messages came in time, in every moment, every morning. And when I wake up, there's a word for me. When I wake up, there's a word for me. And it comes in right time when I needed it. So I want to encourage the church that if you are taking these devotion messages, please don't give up. Watch your mind, because it's going to play around. You know, said it's just too much. It's every day. No, it's good. It did good. One of the messages that really, really hit my spirit was Easter time, where he said, Easter is not for Easter bunnies. Easter is not for Easter eggs, but it's the life of a man. And that word hit my spirit, because I know that there is a life on the inside of me that can bring life outside. And that very moment, I feel something within me just rekindle my fire. I just quickly shift everything within me, because I know that the resurrected power, he said, can able to hit and break every stones of life. And that word rekindled my fire, and I stood up and I said, I thank God for the resurrected power. Because if you see the tomb, it was not moved by human hands. It was not moved by man. It was moved by a supernatural that came down from heaven and moved and rolled the stone away. And the man on the inside rose up again. I believe there is a life on the inside of us, where there is a dark hour can hit us, back, push us, and crash us down. That will stink. Everything within you will come to stand still. Pressure will be too hard. Are you with me? Things are gonna crush you. But you must understand and know that there is a life on the inside of us. When that day when you take Jesus in your heart, he become your Lord and Savior. That very moment when your name is written in the book of life, no demon, no principalities, no powers, no hell will separate that life on the inside of you. And that was what happened to me. That life on the inside of me break and burst out. Like on the third day when the Son of Man raised up and said, He is risen. He is alive. He is not dead. He is alive. There's a seed on the inside of you that is alive. I tell you, He is alive. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And He never changed. And that's the same seed that I believe it's planted inside you and inside me. And that seed, when no matter the problems will hit us, no matter the trials and situations will come and flood us, but you must always look on the inside, because there is a man on the inside. The man is champion. The man is champion, I said. The man is victory, I said. The man can do impossible, he can do. And that man is today, he's living. Hallelujah. And I thank God for that life that we have in Christ Jesus. That life is so powerful. That life is real. That life can stay today. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for your word today. As I share your word this morning, Father, let your word come and find its true resting place. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 2 says that the earth was without form and void, and the darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. When I saw that word, it really challenged my heart, because I feel that everything in me was formless. Everything in me was void. When the news hit me, when I saw my husband leaving me, every part of me came nothing. I just feel like I want to leave the work. I don't want to do anything with the work. All my wishes and dreams just shattered. But because it was in the place of darkness. Darkness, my thoughts were in the place of darkness. Everything within me was in the place of darkness. But in the place of darkness, God was there. God, Holy, His Spirit was hovering upon my life. God's Spirit is going to hover upon your life when things that you're going to go. In the place of darkness, the Holy Spirit was there. And He was hovering over the face of the waters. That very moment, I know that I was not alone. I know that God was with me. Because His Spirit knows, in the darkness, He knows how to make things right for us. In the darkness, He will know how He can bring us out. And He will take us into the place that He wants us to be. So this morning, I want to encourage us that in the place of darkness, you must know that God is there. God is there and He knows what we go through, what we can face for tomorrow. And in Genesis, He says that He made man in His image and in His likeness. In Genesis chapter 1, 24, then God said, let the earth bring forth the living creatures according to its kindness. The creeping things, the beasts of the earth in its own kindness. And God made the beast of the earth according to its kindness. Cattle according to its kindness. Every creeping things according to its kindness. And God said, it was good. Then God, in 26 said, then God said, let us make man in our image and in our likeness. God created everything in His kindness. Everything He created, creeping things in His kindness, which means cat become cat, God dog become good dog. Amen? So everything He created was in His own kindness. But when He came to man, He said, I will make man in my likeness. Man is God. God is in man. Because everything was created in his own kindness. The creeping things and the earth. So man is in God's kindness, in his likeness. That is why you and I cannot hide anything from God, because we are made in his likeness and in his kindness. It doesn't matter the colors of our skin. We are all made in his kindness, in his likeness. Are you with me this morning? Can we say some amen tonight, this morning? That's better. So everything was created in his kindness. So you and I are created in his kindness. So look at each other this morning and said, you don't know me. You don't guess fired on me. Come on, be serious. Because everything, when something happened, he said, I know you. That's a lie. They don't know you. Only God knows you. Because God made you. And you are like God. So you said, I'm a God class man. Say, I'm a God class man. You were man before God take you out of the man. So you are man. Hallelujah. You me hamamas. Say amen. Amen. Me hamamas. Amen. Say I am happy. That's called hamamas. So you see, the devil is a liar. The devil taught that he will take the one that usher us, our father, our mentor, but he's a liar. Because he don't know that God made us. We are God men here on earth, a human body, but God is inside the man. And the devil don't know that. Devil look, and he will look at you, but he don't know that there is God inside you. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! So that's what happened to us, especially me. I told my sons, I said, I'm a God class man, and I know that when God made me, he made my body, he made a soul, and he made a spirit. And my spirit is well and healthy, it's strong, but it is hitting my flesh, the soul man, and it's hitting my body, and it's hitting my mind. You know that mind is a well of its own. Mind is a very big thing in human being today. It have brains inside. It have its subconscious inside. It have its conscious inside. So it's a well of its own. But you know that in that world, there's Christ in that. He said, let the mind of you be also in Christ Jesus. Our mind, we have a spirit man. And spirit man have his own mind. And that is in Christ. And that's the thing that the devil don't know. Are you with me? So, when I went through my process, my spirit was ready. My spirit was strong. But my soul was crushed down. My mind was playing around, bringing all the wrong information, bringing all the negativity thoughts in my mind. You know what I did? When I went and buried Baba, 1 month, this is what I was thinking. When I go back, I will go pack my things and go back home and become a village woman planting taro in the garden. You just imagine a city woman going back into the village. And planting taro, planting yam, planting banana. That's what I was thinking, not knowing that God had already orchestrated through my father, spiritual father, Pastor Jonathan David. He sent email and the Lord was waiting for me. When I went back and opened my email, I saw that he said, Helen, you're going to soldier the work and you're going to run with your sons. Oh, I fight. Because my spirit was alert, but my mind was already addressing wrong information, my future. So I was already looking at my finish, that I was going to be a village woman in the village and not what God called me to be. To take Baba's mantle and run with it. Well, God was so good. The word came. I fight for 1 week. I battle with my spirit and my flesh and my mind. So everything was like running fast as anything. And there was a word that came into my spirit saying in Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7 says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so he is. So I have to really make a choice, because will is very important in mind. What you choose, you become of what you are. Are you with me? If you think wrong, then you have wrong behavior patterns and wrong lifestyle. If you think well, good, then you have good behavior patterns and good lifestyle. So that was a challenge for me. So I got to yield my mind into this word that is now inside me, not outside. Because outside was hitting me. The flesh was hitting me. And the body was trying to align itself whom he's going to serve. Whether the spirit or whether the flesh. You know what I'm trying to say this morning? You know what happened when somebody speaks bad at you? What do your body do? It will get upset. And if somebody speak well of you, what will your body do? He will be happy. Yeah, he will be hamamas. Hallelujah. So the body don't have a master of his own. He just moved wherever the flesh needed him, wherever the spirit needed him. Hallelujah. But the will is the center focus of the man that holds the body together. So whether I will think of what my father told me to do, or I will think of what my own selfish ambitions do. And the word of the Lord came. You know, the Holy Spirit have the mind of Christ. The mind of Christ in the word came to my spirit. And he said to me, what a man thinketh, so are you. Whom are you going to choose? I fight and I said, Holy Spirit, I will take the pathway that Baba Jonathan tell me to do. In our culture, the Melanesian women don't run in the front line. Men do everything. Women stay and clean the house, cook the food, look after the family. Are you with me? But this kingdom culture, now as I am speaking to you, has bit the mindset of my people of Papua New Guinea. Because God is now doing something great. When he said, soldier the work, we women in our culture, we don't soldier the work. We carry things. Men soldier. And I believe that when Baba left, my husband left, God was taking me into his platform in the next level to carry the legacy and the mantle of him that I have to carry, I have to soldier. Hallelujah. So I have to yield my heart to what the word said. And that very moment, there was a new breath of spirit came into my heart, that I could see that my sons were looking at me. My biological sons, children were looking at me. The whole nation was looking at me. What will I do? So all the hearts were focused. But when I chose that, in that very moment, God came and spoke to me in Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18 to 19. Talks about, do not look at the former things. Do not ponder on the former things. For I, the Lord, I am doing a new thing. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Because when he's doing a new thing, he will know how to bring the rivers in the wilderness. He will know how to make the road into the straight again. And I thank God that I was not looking at the pain that was inside me. I rose up from that place and I said, no more. I have to run. I have to carry the legacy. I have to move. And I thank God that time something break in my spirit. Hallelujah. There was some, God knows when he said you'll be unaware that he will make the wilderness runs river. It's not your doing. When the desert runs river, road is crooked, it will make it straight again. And that is not your doing. That is not my doing. As I said, it's we are God. God do it for us. We just have to obey him. We just have to love him. We have to obey what he said. And we just have to follow what he said. And when we do that, it's like Mary. When God came to Mary, he said, Mary, thou art favored one. Today I will say to you that I will put a seed inside you. And the Holy Spirit will come and overshadow that seed. And that seed is going to bring life back into the light. There is a seed on the inside of you and me today. The Holy Spirit is here to help us. He's here to overshadow us. He's here to usher that word, the seed on the inside of us, to take us out into the forefront of the battle. It was tense. The battle was heavy. It was hard. Everybody says that the work is going to sink. But I tell you, when God made the work, or God's work, no man is going to break it. No man is going to stop it. Not even the devil will stop it. Not even the principalities will stop it. Not even man will stop it. Because it is God's doing. It needs a man to just align himself. Obedience to the voice of the Lord. And said, yes, Lord, here I am. That's what Mary said. He said, yes, Lord, here I am. We've got to be availing ourselves to God, for God to do something great in our lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I see something happen when I rose up from that place. I saw my sons begin to find their place, like Ezekiel, where God came and told Ezekiel, do the dry bones live? Because now Ezekiel was in the valleys of the dry bones. My sons were in the dry bones. They were all dry. I stepped out. And he said, is the dry bones live? And I said, Lord, you know. You know, I don't care what state of life we are in. I don't care where you are. I don't care what men say about you. But God knows about you. Ezekiel said, God, you know. And he said, prophesy to these dry bones, and these dry bones can come alive. There's a word on the inside of you. Bible says, God says, the word is in your mouth and in your heart. The word is not in your head. The word is not in your leg. Stop thinking about the word. Say something. take the word out and speak it to the given situation. And you will see life coming out. Because when God saw, he couldn't just stand. He spoke. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 3, God said, let there be light. And there was light. He speak the word. And existing begins in the atmosphere. Are you with me? You got to speak the word. The word is in your mouth and in your heart. Speak the word. Prophesy it. Say something to the given situation. Don't just think about it and cry about it. Hallelujah. And blame your fingers to everybody. Hallelujah. But say something. Speak to the dry bone. And say, dry bones, come alive. Hallelujah. And you see, they all came alive. The little finger was sleeping maybe under the far away, you know, maybe 12 meters away. And he knows his own kind. The little finger just moved and came and stuck into his own kind. Are you with me? We can be far away. But when we say the word, it will just bring us to that place called finish. Everything will become perfect. Everything will become wonderful. Marvelous in its own way. Well, the dry bones know. They all have flesh, breath flow inside them. They run, they become a great army. 2022, we pick ourselves up by July. We rally ourselves. We push the work together. We hold the things together. Today, we are big army. Because we renew our mind. Because we take the word of God. Word of God become God himself. Because he said that the word is God and God is the word. So when you take the word, you take God. Hallelujah. In closing, Mark 2 verse 22 says, the new wine cannot mix with the old wine. It's impossible. But the wine must be in the wineskin, or else the new wine will burst the wineskin. The wine is splitted and the wineskin is rent, but the new wine must be put in the new wineskin. That's the time I rise up in the spirit. I defiate the body and the flesh. I put the flesh aside. I put the soul realm aside. And I put the spirit up and I said, this is who I am. Where Paul said, I can do all things to Christ which strengthens me. It's no longer I live, but Christ lives in me. This life I live by the faith of the Son of God who died and gave himself for me. That's the life that is on the inside of us. Must come out so the principalities and powers will see and know that this is the new wine. This is the now wine. I say, this is the now wine. That now wine is now the now wine is now the wine of the Holy Spirit. Where Holy Spirit is now with us. Where Jesus said, I will go, but I will send the Holy Spirit. That Holy Spirit was in the upper room in Acts chapter 2, verse 1. That the same Holy Spirit that was in the upper room, but the same Holy Spirit is now. It's a now wine. Nothing changed. We cannot mix it up with the flesh. It got to be spirit to spirit. Where our spirit is right connected with God. Where God is coming down right through us. When we pray in tongues, we don't pray in men or we don't talk to men, but we talk to God. Amen. Are you with me? Are you with me? Okay, when I say Shikabayande, can you understand me? What is your name? Oh, powerful name. When you speak in tongues, you must know that this is the language of the Holy Spirit. This is the language of the kingdom, where God only understands that language. Not even the principalities, not even the powers, nothing will hear the language of the Holy Spirit. And I want to encourage you today that if you are not really fluently praying in the tongues, I encourage you to start praying in tongues. Because I have my local language. We all have our local language. We must have the spirit language. So speaking in tongues will break and confuse the scheme of the devil. Confuse everything that is trying to hinder us. That's trying to block us. Are you with me? And when we pray in tongues, our spirit show with the Holy Spirit. And they grown up into the throne room of God. And get what belongs to you and bring it down, hallelujah, into your mind, hallelujah. And put one word inside your mind. And he will say, you can make it. You can do all things to Christ who strengthens you. You are the new man in Christ Jesus, hallelujah. It's not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit, says the Lord. Hallelujah. And when you take that word comes into your spirit, and something rekindles your fire on the inside of you. And you start to take that word, and you start to say, Shakabaya ndere mande, ekaba shanda ramatekete, ekaturuba shanda ramande. And when you say the word, and when you speak in tongues, whoo, no demon will shut you off. The well from the heaven and the earth, he said, have dominion over the things. Hallelujah. That means we have dominion over the heavens and we have dominion over the earth. When we speak in tongues, nothing will stop us. Hallelujah. Well, I am excited today because I know that we are in the now wine, that the Holy Spirit is with us. He's the same Holy Spirit where Jesus said, I will go, but I will send the Holy Spirit. He will be your comfort. He will be your teacher. He will be your guider, and he is God. I said, the Holy Spirit is God. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Thank you in Jesus' name.